Our political editor Ron Elving has sent over a few of the numbers from last night. Missouri's statewide primary brought out less than 6% of the voting age population.
The caucuses in Minnesota had just over 1% participating.
And in Colorado, fewer than 2% of people of voting age turned out for those caucuses.
And as we said, no delegates were awarded last night, but Santorum, whose campaign has often highlighted social issues, did well after a series of days in which social issues like contraception were back in the news.
And binding or not, the suspense leading up to Santorum's victories was another made-for-TV moment. This election season has provided plenty of riveting turns, and despite predictions that online offerings would dominate the election coverage, NPR's David Folkenflik reports this year people are relying far more on cable.
On Saturday night, after another tough outing, this time in Nevada, Newt Gingrich assured reporters he had a surefire remedy for catching up with Mitt Romney.
One of the things that some of you, as you keep score, don't quite follow me on is I actually think we're a national system in terms of information flow. So I think if I'm on Hannity, or if I happen to be an Associated Press, to take an example, or if I'm on one of the networks, or even in the New York Times, that in fact it reaches the whole country.
Hannity being Fox News's Sean Hannity, but Gingrich won't be terribly picky. Last night, it was CNN. So hey, no worries about that whole primary vote thing.
If money is the lifeblood of politics, cable television is the lifeblood of each of the candidates. Cable news is where people go to get their political and other information.
Jonathan Wald is executive producer of Piers Morgan Tonight on CNN.
This cycle is more intense and compressed, if that's the right word. More seems to happen in a concentrated period of time, especially around the debates, which have been a huge high watermark on cable each time out.
Indeed. And Americans are taking note. That's to say, according to a survey of more than 1,500 people by the Pew Research Center, more than a third of us are leaning on cable channels for election news, every bit as many as in past years, even as we rely appreciably less than we used to on local TV stations, on newspapers, and on networks. And the new media kids on the block? Pew Center President Andrew Kohut says they're not there yet.
Social media has been much heralded, but relatively little used by average voters and average citizens.
Kohut argues the media may be fixated on them, but the public isn't. Only 2% of people sought election news from Twitter, Pew found, 3% from YouTube, and 6% from Facebook.
These numbers are very modest given all that we've heard about the impact of social networks on this campaign.
All that talk about Facebookistan and its hundreds of millions of residents worldwide, the Pew study would seem to provide a bracing dose of skepticism to that. But digital media professionals say traditional measures are missing the point. Amy Webb is CEO of the Webb Media Group.
What do women who shop at a grocery store on Sunday afternoons instead of Saturday mornings, who also happen to be executives and live in Chicago, think? I mean, we can get really, really targeted now. And as crazy as all of this may seem, we are the ones providing this data. It's us.
Media critic William Powers recently joined a Boston digital media company called Bluefin to help assess the political conversation unfolding online.
We're in a position to make sense of the context. You know, the context is debates and ads and all these TV events that are going to make up much of the campaign. And Twitter is where the public is talking back to the TV.
Power says Bluefin, a firm founded by an MIT linguistics professor, is using a sophisticated algorithm to gauge how people react to political rhetoric by sorting through tweets in real time.
Although people are talking about how this is the presidential campaign that's going to be decided by social media, in fact, if you step back, American presidential campaigns still occur largely on television, on the old media. You know, that's where the narrative takes place. And all this explosion on Twitter is largely people reacting to televised events.
Powers calls Twitter a focus group in the wild, with hundreds of thousands of tweets responding to each debate or speech, as seen on cable TV. It is a layered conception of media, old and new, coexisting, like modern apartment buildings standing amidst the ancient ruins in Rome. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
We're glad you're getting much of your political news from Morning Edition from NPR News. And by the way, you can also follow us on Twitter at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. That's the address of our apartment building amid the ancient ruins, I guess.